Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. How healthy are your soils? Well, join no-till on the plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle futures did a little bit of follow-through buying here today. We had August feeders closed up 65 cents at 142.35, roughly a buck 20 off the high for the August feeders. September's up 57 at 140.90. So across the board, a little bit stronger here. We've gone back to the highest level since the first part of July. And now the first part of July, some of those contracts went up to 145. So still about $4 off the high there for the front months of the feeder cattle. Now live cattle were even stronger than the feeder cattle. Live cattle in August up 77 at 113.72. That was only 25 off the high. October's up $1.35 at 112.42. August live cattle chart here. We're back to the 50-day moving average, which is a 114. Currently a 113.87, so we're right on that resistance level. The next resistance level above that is the end of the price of the end of June, which was just below 116 there on the August live cattle. Box beef at midday was strong. Choice up $1.44 at 200.03. Select up $1.87 at 191.31. Feeder cattle index is 139.15, which was down 7 yesterday. Has not been any cash trade develop up to this point, but last week we were at 115 to 116, slightly lower than the previous week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were mixed today. The only bright spot was the soybeans. They were 7.5 to 10 cents higher. November beans were up 7.5 cents, 973 3/4, about 9 1/4 off the high. Wheat was the weakest one here, down about 10 cents in Kansas City. September 413, down 10 1/4. December Kansas City 439 1/4, down 10. So both of those, of course, under quite a bit of pressure. And that is not new lows for the December contract, but significantly off the highs from yesterday by about 15 cents or so, and it looks like we could go back and test the lows somewhere in the 420 range there on the December Kansas City. Corn was steady here. Corn down about 1 to 2 cents here. Nothing really going on there. Yesterday's crop condition report indicated that corn was 76% good to excellent, and beans 71% good to excellent. Both of those unchanged. Those are really high numbers for this time of year, and suggest that maybe the yields out of the USDA could actually be higher than what they predicted. Some saying bean yields could be 48 bushels an acre, where the USDA is 46.7, and then corn yields as high as 171, where the USDA was 168. So both of those higher than expected. Weather forecast calling for rain, so it doesn't look like any fear of inclement weather at this point.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.